The government of the Irish Republic is preparing new laws to crack down on an increasing number of pirate radio stations. There are now 12 in the country, nearly half of them in Dublin. The pirates broadcast on medium wave, and they've been gaining large audiences for their output of pop music and advertising, as Kate Ady reports.
Pirate radio, Irish style, lives not on the high seas, but in back rooms. This one, Big D, appeared in a disused factory attic just 2 months ago, the fifth illegal station now broadcasting in Dublin.
This station has no license to broadcast, even though it has a very obvious and tall transmitter mast on the top of the building. It provides a diet of non-stop pop music and advertising 24 hours a day. It makes no secret of its presence, but it's extremely wary of visitors.
Gentlemen? Particularly visitors from the Irish Post Office, who are inclined to raid the stations and confiscate the primitive but effective equipment. Nothing daunted, Big D merely installed a 2-inch-thick steel door and blithely advertises its address to its listeners.
Those have three records, so please do write to us at the Big D, 11 Chapel Lane in Dublin 1. That's the Big D, 11 Chapel Lane in Dublin 1. And
the government fears broadcasting chaos if more pirate stations appear. But the audiences are growing and the advertising revenue is flowing in. The single state-run channel, RTE, has countered with a little more pop in its programmes and the promise of a service with what it terms a bias to pop music. The pirates remain unimpressed, especially Radio Dublin, which lives in the sitting room of 3 Sarsfield Terrace, where a staff of 12 operate behind suburban lace curtains. They're not even convinced that they're illegal.
We're unlicensed, I think. It's illegal, all right, to have a transmitter without a license. Situation being that if you remove parts from the transmitter, well, it's no longer illegal as such. You have a collection of bits and pieces or maybe an amplifier. So
you have been raided before by the post office, though, haven't you?
Yes, twice this year. A number of occasions over the past 11 years. But we've got by.
They get by with a radio mast lodged in the back lane rubbish dump and transmit round the clock, squashed between a three-piece suite and a piano.
Called high tension. You're in tune with Radio Dublin 253.
But their success has now prompted the government to announce new laws are on the way to close them down. Meanwhile, Radio Dublin, perched appropriately on the front room music stool, transmits its pirate sound. The Dublin Radio, tune in to 253.